We want to shift right now to some other news right now regarding an interesting rebrand. Of course, we might be tired of rebrands already, but let's talk about Square, Jack Dorsey's other company. They changed their name to a Block in a nod to some of their new businesses. Keep in mind, they have an ecosystem of other businesses like Cash App, Spiral, Tidal. There's a project called TBD54566975 because, of course, why not? You can see Share's not really doing too much there. But again, the rebrand is going to be pretty significant with regards to their pivot towards more crypto-related businesses. So let's bring in our other esteemed co-anchors here to talk a little bit more about this. And Julie, I know you have some thoughts about just the broad effort in the tech space to keep changing their names.
Right. I mean, we have to distinguish between this rebranding and the Facebook rebranding, for example, because Facebook is renaming itself Meta. It is changing its ticker to Meta. It still will have Facebook as its main brand, right? In this case, Block is not going to be the brand that most consumers are still going to be interacting with. And they don't seem to be changing their ticker or anything like that either. Square will still be the company that most consumers, that will be the brand most known by consumers. But what this really does is reconfirm what we know is Jack Dorsey's intense interest in all things crypto and all things blockchain. And, you know, you could argue, I think, relatively easily that he has been much more successful on the Square / Block front than he has been on the Twitter front. And also in terms of integrating crypto into Square's business model, in part because it makes more sense for that kind of a company to be doing that kind of a thing. But it is interesting, especially on the heels of Facebook and Meta. It feels like it's sort of a strike while the iron is hot in terms of people rethinking what they want their companies to be.
Yeah, my hot take is very simple. It's lame, and I really hate it. But I understand why they're doing it here. And it signals that the next decade for Square will be a lot different, that they're going to likely go out there, make acquisitions, and go in a different direction. And by extension, the fundamentals of the business will change as a result of that, not unlike what we're seeing from Meta. Again, another a tech pioneer, of course, that over the next decade is going into a new arena. And I think signaling to investors that they're going to be trying new things, investing in new areas, and their fundamentals of their business will change as well.
I mean, one tiny, I think I would have gone Cube, perhaps, rather than Block.
I like Cube.
Maybe
a little
nod
That's
to the
one.
Tungsten cubes that have become popular amongst crypto aficionados. I don't hate it, though. I got to say, like, Square, Block, it's kind of in the same family. I don't have such a big problem.
I think it's kind of neat, the idea. You know, they were Square, but now they're becoming multidimensional. So now they're a Block, or a Cube would have been appropriate. But it makes me wonder, like, what would happen if they try to make the jump to 4D, right? The XYZ plane, whatever the next plane might be, into the
Julie, I thought you'd be with me on this one.
Sorry, Saz.